Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Dead Star says, Odyssey, get your shit together. Yes, I mean, we've been starting the show with no sound for a couple of days now. It's been happening, sometimes a lot, sometimes not, but these days it's every day. Why do I have to click reset stream? We all know I will have to click reset stream. So why isn't there an Odyssey automated function that clicks reset streams before it starts? The thing is, I have no way of clicking reset stream before I start streaming. And we know it's going to lead to no audio. Dino Lugovich says, if I had money, I would buy JF some speakers that work. It's not about speakers, it's about Odyssey. Speakers, I'm not interested in this. When I was young, you know, we used to, you know, back in the days, having a stereo was a thing. You had a massive amplifier in the lounge. It was connected, and there was this time where the Dolby 5.1 came out, and you needed to have speakers in the corners of your lounge so that you could watch, so that you could experience the audio of a true theater, cinema style. And I loved that back in the days. I loved connecting these things. I loved learning about the electronics of it and all. But since I'm maybe 23, 24, I haven't touched any of this shit. It's costly. It's ridiculous. Earphones are the best, and I live with earphones now. You don't need to have this super sound experience on a couch to enjoy a movie. And good movies, you should be able to watch them on a laptop. No problem. Tonight is Ask Me Anything. I'm quite tired. I had difficulty sleeping. I don't know why. But I had very little sleep this night. And I took my sleep pills like usual. But somehow they didn't get me to bed. And so I was like, all night I came to play some Dota. I was like, can't sleep. I don't know why. Dino Lugovich says, Zoomers know shit about audio. Yeah, I guess that, I saw that my own interest for audio disappear with, I mean, there's so much more things these days. Back in the days, you either were caring about audio or you were caring about nothing. There was no streaming, so if you wanted to watch something, it was on a DVD. So the interest for stereo equipment was very high. I mean, we had a colossal, in my parents' house, we had this colossal furniture piece that was designed so that you could integrate a DVD reader, a VHS reader, a large TV with the super huge back. I mean, it was taking so much space. These days, a laptop will suffice to entertain you, and you don't even need to have TV service that you pay for every month, because it's ridiculous. The stream of TV content that comes into homes. I don't know, will cable TV survive, or are they disappearing slowly? Personally, I've not had cable TV for so long. Dead Star says, I'm still collecting vinyl, so I gotta have loudspeakers. Oh, well, I guess if you're one of these guys. That reminds me of my first father-in-law, the father of my first wife. Holy shit, this guy. He was always like, I'm doing rock and roll. I have all my vinyls and I'm listening to the stereo music in my basement. Listen to the quality of the sound coming from the vinyl. There's nothing like it. Holy shit, did I have nothing to say to this father-in-law. Silver Spider says, I recently set up a Sonos system for someone. The guy wanted his living room set up like a sports bar with multiple TVs and surround sound like a movie theater. Okay, so it still exists. This is amazing. A police pursuit. It seems that gasoline is so rare now that people are stealing it. This guy was carrying a bottle of gasoline in his backpack. I don't know. I think maybe he stole it, or I don't know. In any case, the police was attracted to this motorcycle because it didn't have a license plate. So to me, that indicates he was up to no good in any case. Now the police tased him and he goes into a fireball because the taser lighted up the fuel can that he had in his backpack. The police had no way to know that he was carrying fuel in his backpack. Look at what happens here. Right now, they're pursuing the motorcyclist. He's going super fast. Yeah, it's possible that he didn't steal it. If he didn't steal it, then he was really up to no good, because then that would mean he was planning to do a crime with it. I don't know.
Coming up on Allen Street.
Westbound.
10-4, Allen and Chandler. We're taking Chandler Street right now. He's on foot. He crashed out.
Are we on foot? He crashed out.
He's on fire! He's on fire! He's on fire right now.
So the police did what they could. They brought the fire extinguisher pretty quickly. So that's as good as they can do. I mean, who would suspect that the guy will just catch fire? If you want to see the moment of the taser again, here it is. See, the police has his taser gun. He's going to shoot it to the backpack. Somehow, perhaps it pierced the can. And here he's still not on fire, but he fell. And I don't know, maybe he felt some of the taser energy. And boom, he catches fire. Imagine you're the dispatcher. He's on fire. What? What? He's on fire. Well, Silver Spider says the guy is definitely suing. I mean, he doesn't have a case in my view, in my humble view. Now, with the lawsuits, you never know. These days, they can get anything. It's totally unreliable as a system. But as far as I'm concerned, if you are you're committing a crime, you are escaping the police while they ask you to stop, and you have all this, you don't have a license plate, so you are in the wrong. It's your responsibility to stop and not escape the police and follow their orders. This guy had many opportunities not to catch fire. He just had to stop, and the police wouldn't have tased him.
He's on fire right now.
Stand for.
All right, so he ends up getting out of the smoke, and apparently he's expected to recover. He has massive burns on his body, and he was suffering a lot while the police arrested him. But he got brought to the hospital, and it seems that they expect him to survive. We have Nat. Nat is joining us from the waiting room. By the way, if you'd like to talk to me tonight, it's an Ask Me Anything. You can send super chats using the dollar button under Odyssey chat. The Odyssey super chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, you can use Entropy, just like Sensum Cominem just did. I will be reading your super chat. And you can also join me on Discord. The link to Discord is in the description below. Just connect to the waiting room, and when I see you, I will slide you in. Nat, are you there?
Hi, JF. Good to speak to you this evening. How you doing?
Doing good. What's up?
So, I wanted to ask you, have you ever heard of Rush Babies?
Rush Babies? No.
So I recently learned about this term. Well, I say recently, I mean when Rush Limbaugh died.
Okay.
I heard about this term, Rush babies. These are apparently, I guess, Gen Xers who grew up listening to Rush Limbaugh in the car with their parents. And
very
so,
interesting. I may be kind of a Rush baby of some kind. Although I was never exposed to Rush Limbaugh specifically. I've been exposed when I was young to content in Quebec that was kind of similar.
Oh, really? That's funny. I think my exposure was probably Howard Stern.
Oh, yeah.
So
I heard a
totally
lot about Howard Stern, but I wasn't listening to him.
Hmm. So I think that I would like my children to be JF babies.
I guess there's going to be some JF babies because some people are listening to us in the car and sometimes children are there. Sorry use impolite language, but I will keep doing it because it's my tradition on the internet. We say fuck.
That's very keen of you, because the next thing that I was going to say is that I noticed that sometimes on the show you like to celebrate your freedom of speech and declare how much you like to say the F word by shouting F, F, F over and over again, perhaps even mother F.
Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
That's precisely what I'm referring to. And, you know, far be it for me to ever ask you, a libertarian, to self-censor. That's certainly not something that I'm going to do. But it's practically expected now that whenever my family and I go for a drive, that JF will be on. So, you know, you're now aware of some of the demographic who may be listening. So just want to, you know, spread that awareness.
Yeah, I mean, is it so terrible? I think in the way we raise children, we assume so many things. And is it really terrible if children were to be exposed to the word fuck?
I have a funny story to tell about that. It's short, though.
Go
so
ahead.
Don't worry. I was watching a Scanner Darkly with one of my children and my wife. And I don't know if you've seen that movie. If you haven't, check it out. It's Keanu Reeves' movie. They like rotoscoped the whole thing.
What's
but,
the name of it?
They,
Scanner Dark?
A Scanner Darkly. It's okay. An adaptation of the Philip K. Dick novel.
Okay.
With yeah, it's Keanu good.
Reeves,
I think you'd like
I'm
it.
Interested because he's a generous guy. He helps homeless people randomly in New York.
Yep, and in this movie, they say the F word constantly.
Okay.
And I, you know, as you just mentioned, like, I think, well, how does this really affect a child? So I didn't really think anything of it. Later on, when my child was playing by themselves, or just playing with a toy, they were kind of taking some tape off of it or something like that. And every time they would pick at the tape, they'd say, fuck, fuck, fuck. And I had to sit down with them and explain, well, there are some things that people say in shows that we don't say. And I also needed to have that talk with my children. You know, there are words that JF uses that we don't use.
That's it. I've been authorized in your children. I've been told this guy is bizarre.
Yes, this man is a degenerate. Do not emulate him.
Well, first, I want to say, I don't even know if I would say fuck in French. So that's the first thing. Very important. Fuck to Quebecois people does not sound terrible at all. It doesn't make you look bad. It doesn't sound like it has a sexual component to it. And so to me, it's a very out there word that is just an expression. And like, if I think of the Quebecois equivalent of this, it might be Chris or hostie or tabarnak. And I don't say these words. And I don't think I would say these words if I was hosting a show in French. So we are totally desensitized to the idea that fuck has any sort of pejorative meaning, because we connect with the English language as just this other thing. And so it's hard to get that feeling that there's any problem with this word.
So it's equivalent to cunt for Australians.
A little bit. And, you know, ultimately I was brought up in internet culture where this word was profusely used by liberals. And, you know, back in the days when you were watching YouTube, the only thing there was to watch was The Amazing Atheist, and he would use these words. And so I've been kind of brought up in that culture. And because of it, I've not ever developed I don't teach to children to behave well in society in English, because I'm French, I live in French, and English is just my way to interact with the internet. And to me, the internet has always been this liberal place where you would hear those words. So it would be very hard for me to change this. It's really an automatism. And I think that there are legitimate uses of the word fuck. And to be honest, I don't see the problem with your child saying fuck in response to his tape not sticking or whatever.
You know, speaking of French,
is there a problem?
Is there a problem? Well, I think it's a problem for other people. And their perception of me as a parent, as you are well aware, is important.
Yeah. And so then we enter the domain of is he going to use these words in an inappropriate moment that leads people to judgment? And should people judge that much over children and other people's children? It's all very interesting. But then it is kind of your... So, like, basically what I'm asking is, you've talked to your child as a result of this. Do you feel that he has grown through this discussion that you had with him?
He reciprocated, or I should say he was receptive, and it was an effective talk, yeah.
So my guess is your child, I don't know what age he is, but he must have some sort of intelligence that will make him consider the point that you mentioned to him. And he has grown from this whole experience. There he knows that, okay, in certain political contexts, some host will go above this line, but my father told me it's dangerous to go there, so I'll be careful with that word. I think that's part of cognitive development.
I don't know if you can hear my kids in the background. I apologize
for
that.
No, I can't. I don't hear anything.
Excellent.
Are they saying, go, go, daddy, tell JF to go fuck himself.
No, I just told them I'm talking to JF, and they're generally being very polite. The older ones are polite. So I don't want to take up all your time and make you do another three-hour
stream.
Oh,
it's okay. We don't get much callers anyway. So if you have something you want to talk about, that's the right
I do. Time. Yeah, go one ahead. More topic. Several episodes ago, I was very surprised because you had expressed... Well, for starters, you didn't know what a bidet was.
I know what a bidet is, but I've never seen one.
Right, which was surprising to me. I number one, it's French. It is a French invention, as far as I understand.
Americans have the stereotype that French people have bidet.
Right, exactly. I had assumed it was popular, but honestly, it's probably more popular in Japan than it is in France, if I had to guess.
Every time I've seen bidet in YouTube videos, it was Japanese people.
Right. And then you expressed extreme, I don't know how to put it, almost disgust at the concept.
Oh, yeah, an absolute rejection.
Now, there are a couple reasons why I think that you should reconsider.
Okay. I will never. I'm an old man. You're asking me to review a basic, fundamental, emotional conception that I have, which
fair.
Is
fair.
That I don't want water in my ass other than in the shower.
I have converted many right-wing men to the bidet. And I can tell you, none of them are looking back, no pun intended.
Is this real?
This is authentic. This is authentic because I was... here's the thing. Hating bidets goes against the values that you have... You purportedly prescribe to. Do you want to go out and buy toilet paper? What if there's a what if there's a shortage, or what if people are hoarding it like they did 2 years ago, right? And you don't have access to toilet paper. So you who's off the grid, who is obviously not literally, yeah, but you are separating yourself from the system. Toilet paper drags you back into that system. You have a lake of rear cleaning material underneath your house, and you could be using that to wash yourself after you go. And instead, what are you doing? You're scraping yourself like an animal. You should behave like a white man and clean yourself using technology.
It's an excellent argument. You're suggesting that I should abandon my dependence on the globalist cabal of toilet paper salesmen.
Exactly. The globalist fears the bidet user.
Because once you have autonomy of your ass, you have autonomy of the whole body.
Well, yes, absolutely. And your health... Your health can improve, and I'm not saying this is a homeopathic thing, but you, listen, I'll tell you, if I'm not clean down there, I just feel sickly, bad overall.
There's something creepy about, we're talking about ass wiping with a man who has the diction of a PhD level English professor. There's something creepy about this.
I'm just an advocate because I want white men to behave like white men. That's what I want. And, you know, if you think you're getting clean, by the way, with toilet paper, you're not. You're not. You go look up, if you really need to be convinced, go look up the facts about this. All right. Dino Likovich says, go to the shower. Go to the shower and clean yourself. Well, okay, fine. I guess if you want to use gallons of water to clean yourself when you could use maybe like one liter of water. But that's not a problem for Jeff. He has a well. So, yeah, I guess you could use a shower. But this is more efficient. This also respects your time. And you don't have to get your whole body wet. You don't have to take off all your clothes. You're already there. You're already there in your bathroom. They have these... $30 bidet attachments. It attaches to your toilet. It's a toolless installation. Draws from the same water source as your toilet does.
An occasion and... for plumbing.
Oh, yep. It's a pluming, but it's actually the easy... It's like a 10-minute thing. Yeah. The one you get on Amazon is literally toolless. It comes with the thumb screws attached to it. It's actually a very clever design. They even include plastic wrenches, but you don't need them. So it's very, very simple pluming, but pleasurable. You know, maybe some meditative pluming.
Yes.
I meant it
as a positive argument.
Absolutely.
I love it. Now, absolutely. I think that your arguments are extremely rational. I thank you for laying the decision tree in a very rational, philosophical manner. But I choose heterosexuality.
it's all right. It's not that way, but I think that if you are using technology to your advantage in every way that you can, there's no reason to just stop there. There's no reason to stop at your lower back.
Yeah, I mean it's absolutely irrational emotional drive that leads to this, but it's the same thing with human manure, you see. I'm willing to do my whole farm to be as efficient and as circular and as recycling as possible. until someone says, JF, the ultimate end logic of your desire for self-sufficiency is to recycle your poop. And my answer to this is, I won't do it. And the same thing with the bidet, I just won't do it. You would have had to program me since I'm 4 years old, and then perhaps I would be wanting it. So I guess that you are raising children who are receiving the water jet?
They have learned how to use it, yes. When they're old enough to use a toilet, yeah. They learn how to use the bidet.
I'm sure they won't have a problem, and to them it will be morally equivalent. To me, it's just, no, I'm not interested.
Fair enough. I just wanted you to hear the other side of the aisle on this. And, you know, so I always respect your takes. Like, but for this one, I had to speak up.
Do people like you walk among us? How many of you are there in America?
I don't know. I mean, I do see my brothers out in the wild. We just give a silent nod to one another and continue on our way.
I imagine you guys recognizing each other with dripping assholes. Can you recognize someone who uses a bidet through his walking pattern?
I if you get a nice one, they have fans built in. They'll dry you off too if you get a really nice one.
Well,
but then you need to plug it in.
It was a fantastic discussion. I don't see the interest. By the way, I'm not a super clean guy. I'm clean if there's a function for clean, but I'm not obsessed with like having zero bacteria. I'm not that kind of guy, really. You told me to read about, oh yeah, sure, a toilet paper must leave some layer of poo on your skin. I wouldn't care, because certainly my ancestors had more poo than me.
JF, there's more than poop down there. I'm sorry to say it. I'm sorry to bring it. I didn't want to bring it there, but there's more than you can imagine down there.
Beyond the poop. That could be the title.
Hey, you know what?
Just
you know what? Try it out for a month. And it's cost $30 on Amazon. If you go back to toilet paper, I will be extremely surprised. But if you try this, hell, I'll send it to you. I will send you one.
No.
Do you have a gifting, like an Amazon gifting thing,
it's
like
not a
wish list
of
or whatever?
Trying. I object to the practice. I refuse to use a bidet even just to try or just for the experience of it. For the same reason, I refuse anal sex.
No, that can't possibly be equivalent.
I protect my anus from any sort of foreign entry. You never know.
Yeah, well,
it starts with a water jet. Do you control what's in the water? No.
What's in the water? What's in your water that you're worried about?
I don't know. But I know that by protecting against all foreign agents, I don't even have to know. I'm protecting my anus against all forms of rape, from non-living objects and living objects.
You know, you do ingest it, right? You actually do drink water.
Absolutely,
right?
Because I believe there is a sense to that protection. The sense is, I don't let things go that way. I only let things go that way.
I see. No, that makes sense. Okay, well, if I can't even buy you one, then I suppose...
You couldn't even get me to do it for a sum. I mean, you would have to literally pay a huge sum for me to just try it.
I don't know if I'm ready to cross that Rubicon yet.
$1,000. I would need to see something on the table like $10,000, maybe $1 million.
Honestly, if you did try it, you would be offering to pay me. You would say, Nat, you changed my life.
I wouldn't. Anyway,
you go, I feel guilty. I feel indebted to you. How can I settle this debt? And I would say, JF, you know, it's not, you've already given me so much. We're even now.
Oh my God, that is funny, but I think it's as much as I want to cover the subject of.
Okay, yeah, we beat this into the dirt.
30 minutes of this discussion is more than I can end on. But thank you, it was funny. But I remember
thank you.
Haven't they canceled someone? I think, was it in Quebec or in America? I don't remember if it was in French and English, but they canceled a radio host or a politician because it was too creepy in a poo discussion. Where he started saying, yeah, you know, pooing is a great pleasure. It feels good. And everyone was creeped out and they ended up canceling him for this.
I never heard of that, but I have heard of, I forget which writer or philosopher it was, but he said that there's no pleasure greater than emptying a full bladder.
Yeah. It sounded a little bit like this, but I guess it was in Quebec society. Maybe some of the Quebecois in the chat would know who I'm talking about because I can't remember. But someone was canceled for talking too dearly about poo on a radio show. All right, Nat, thank you for calling. That was great.
Thank you. Have a good one, JF.
Bye-bye. People have these weird obsessions. It's like, this is the kind of subject I don't want to think about. It's not that I'm not even disgusted at any of these subjects. Like, I'm a surgeon. I can see an open brain in front of me. I don't give a shit. It doesn't give me emotions. But it's when you've spent more than 1 minute thinking about any of this, you've lost time. And when you spend 30 minutes talking about this, you've lost enormous amounts of time. We had a super chat that I wanted to address. Send some Cominem on Entropy says, Crispy. Fire, fire, fire. Hope you are well, friend. Long time since I've caught a live show. Good to see you. Send some Cominem. Always with the GBP as England. Shows its instability in the political domain. Since I'm coming in, still bringing this European currency to the show. Dead Star says, healthy shitting is life-saving. Okay, I've had enough of this. I've had enough. Judge blocks Los Angeles County's unconstitutionally vague eviction moratorium. A U.S. District Court judge has granted a preliminary injunction against Los Angeles County's pandemic-era eviction moratorium. That's good, but it's so late. People who own real estate and who have been renting this real estate and who have been caught with tenants that wouldn't pay, they've been caught without an income for now years, more than a year. And so when the leftists take over, and they start determining who loses, and they do so using these arbitrary executive order. Oh, it's a pandemic, so you can't be paid by your renters. It's ridiculous. Silver Spider says, Jeff, you claim to be very, very heterosexual, and I believe you because you refuse to use a bidet. But wouldn't using Duke Cannon soap make you even more heterosexual? No, it wouldn't. That's the point. If you need to make a display of use of manly soap that you overpaid for, then there is a problem because it's not manly to be pissing your money away at a bunch of people who are simply exploiting a wrapping, a marketing thing around the soap. It is not manly to be throwing money away for this. What's manly is to be using your money for the production of babies. Dino Dragovich says, that's two bars of bourbon soap. Jan has sent $200. Thank you so much. He says, just catching up on these. Well, thank you so much, Jan. You have been holding this show on your shoulders. And I know that sometimes you are busy, because Jan is a very busy man. He has a lot of work to do. And so it's totally fine. But thank you for being with us tonight. Balloon Nut says, I'll put up the money for a Scanner Darkly. Well, I actually pulled already the movie on on my browser. Very interesting. Robert Downey Jr., Keanu Reeves, George Clooney. It must be. I had never heard of this movie, but it must be something interesting, I guess. The United States has lost the war on drugs. Substance D, a powerful drug that causes bizarre hallucinations, has swept the country. Approximately 20% of the population is addicted. In response, the government has developed an invasive high-tech surveillance system and a network of undercover officers and informants. Okay, I'll watch it. I'll definitely watch this tonight, because I'm down to watching crap anyway. Balloon Nut, and I'll talk about it maybe tomorrow, or maybe it's worth making a full show if it's a good movie. Ariel Suarez says, Jan, thanks so much for your amazingly generous donations. Absolutely. Sensom Kaminem says, yes, a Scanner Darkly is new to me. With that kind of cast, I would have expected to at least have known about it. It's amazing. It's amazing. I always think that I've watched all movies that ever existed, except maybe before 1980, because I just don't like what's before 1980, but any movies that has been produced in the modern era, and I'm always shown to be wrong. I discover there's this whole universe of crappy movies being given for free on platforms like Tubi. I didn't know about Tubi, and then I discovered the IMDb has collected, cataloged even more movies than I thought. Go away, says JF. Alex Jones has a cameo in Scanner Darkly. Does he? I'll watch it and I'll see it. You wouldn't have cameos today, but I can see how in 2006 Alex Jones would be able to make it to a mainstream movie. Tut Criminal says, JF, how likely do you think nuclear war is in the near future? Well, yeah, we had the Russia warn of dirty bomb false flag plot in flurry of rare calls to Western leaders. It's based on thoughts that the Ukraine would have put their hand on a nuclear bomb, would have brought it to Mykolaiv, and maybe was planning to blow it up to make everyone believe that it comes from the Russians. The Ukraine side denies this, and I think I don't expect this. Like, you're gonna make a false flag with a dirty bomb. A dirty bomb, the conception is that if you make a nuclear bomb with the usual way, it's going to go out in the atmosphere very quick, and you're always going to detect a higher level of radiation because it kind of settles on the grass and it stays there forever if you don't shake it. But it's going to be a endurable level of radiation. A dirty bomb, they put some substances, I believe they put some gold. I think that it involves gold. Anyways, they use some different atoms that make it so that the radiation will last ridiculous amounts of time at ridiculous levels. Like, it's basically a world-ruining bomb. It's really to make it so that a given place will not be usable by human beings for maybe 10,000 years, 60,000 years, whatever. Dirty bombs are... It's an extreme means to be using. The thought that Ukrainians would be so stupid that they would be like, oh yeah, let's blow a dirty bomb on ourselves, is kind of ridiculous. Like, to make a false flag out of it, that's an overreach in my view. Because what would they obtain from this that they wouldn't obtain from a clean nuclear bomb? Why would they want to blow the most hurtful, long-term, destructive tool onto themselves? I find it far-reaching and too unrealistic for me to believe this scenario. Now, to answer your question, how likely are we to a nuclear use of some kind, maybe tactical nukes, and then tactical nukes in reply from US to Russia? I think the idea is out there. I think that the probabilities are the highest ever in the history of human civilization, but I think they are still very low. I would put it perhaps at less than 1%. I certainly don't think we are at more than 5% chance of getting to a nuclear war. Because I see the players, and they've not been using nuclear weapons, and they don't seem particularly interested at using them. And so the only way I would see nuclear weapons being used is in a desperate situation by Russia, but we haven't reached that level of desperation. Like, America ultimately used nuclear bombs in a state of desperation in their war against Japan. They had to lose waves of soldiers. There had to be tens of thousands, if not, I don't know exactly how many people died before they got to the bombs, but like, America was constantly, from what I hear, and I've seen just one documentary on the subject, so my perspective may not be super accurate, but basically America was trying to force Japan to do something. They were invading in northern islands, and they were constantly getting pushed back, and the war was terrible and long and painful, and that's when they eventually decided to throw the bomb to basically intimidate them, which led Japan to say, okay, we're abandoning. We are certainly not there in the case of Russia. I don't see Russia being desperate in Ukraine. So I think the biggest danger of a use of a nuclear bomb is if America decides they want to cause the use of a nuclear bomb, and like by triggering Russia or by going too far in their fight against Russia. That is, to me, the scenario that's the most likely. Dino Legovich says they used a cobalt bomb in Australia at Maralinga. They collected tissues and bones for decades, sometimes from dead babies. I am radioactive because of it. I don't know. I didn't know about this. I will have to read about this. The cobalt bomb in Australia. You say you are radioactive because of this? British nuclear test at Maralinga. Ah, look at this. It's a little island. Between 1956 and 1963, the United Kingdom conducted 7 nuclear tests at the Maralinga site in South Australia. Okay. Operation Buffalo consisted of 4 tests, 1, 3, and breakaway. Kilotons of TNT were detonated on towers marked at ground level, and the kite was released by a Royal Air Force Vickers Valiant bomber from a height of 11,000 meters. This was the first drop of a British nuclear weapon from an aircraft. Were there people living there, or they knew that did they know that there was really no human on there? Menzies told Parliament that no conceivable injury to life, men, or property could emerge from the test. The Maralinga site was inhabited by the Pitjan Trajatara and the Yankuni Chajatara Aboriginal people, for whom it had a great spiritual significance. They lived through hunting and gathering activities and moved over long distances between permanent and semi-permanent locations in groups of about 25 but coming together for special occasions. The construction of the Trans-Australian Railway in 1917 had disrupted their traditional patterns of movement. Walter McDougall had been appointed the Native Patrol Officer at Woomera on 4th of November 1947. McDougall estimated that about 1,000 Aboriginal people lived in the Central Australian Reserve, which extended to the border with Western Australia. He found them reluctant to reveal important details, such as the location of water holes and sacred sites. His first concern was for their safety, and for that he needed to keep them away from the site. For this, he employed three strategies. The first was to remove the incentive to go there. An important lure was the availability of rations at Olda and surrounding missions. This is so disgusting and ridiculous. Holy shit. There's a bunch of people naturally living there, and England just dropped a nuclear bomb, and they were like, hey, we got some food here. Come here, because we don't want you to get blown. Come here. We got some food. All right, now don't move. And they destroy their entire natural habitat. Are you fucking kidding me? I can't believe it. This is so frustrating. And people are saying, ma, noble savage myth, blah, blah, blah. No, it's important. I mean, it's important to understand that we stand on the graves of other cultures. And it's like we literally just destroy other ways of living violently. Dead Star says the Santa Susana lab polluted much of the Los Angeles suburbs with nuclear waste. Go Away says, JF, I have a theory that my grandfather was one of the Aboriginals that lived there, and that's why the Australian government has had people follow me my whole life. Or maybe it's because of your chat trolling, Go Away. When you troll chats, you're going to attract the attention of the governmental authorities. Purple Tuna says, JF the Wokester, did I tune into the right stream? I mean, respecting independence and sovereignty of everyone is not a leftist talking point. You may have the impression that it is because it got stolen by leftist causes. But it doesn't have to be a leftist thing, and it doesn't have to be through state reparations that we respect the rights of other people to live. This should be something that I can't believe that I have pushback about this. And I know that I have pushback. I know that whenever I talk of this subject, people are like, oh, JF's blind spot, the Native Americans and the Aboriginals. No, it's not a blind spot. It's a necessary component of a consistent way of treating questions. People of groups of any kind should be free and sovereign from the destruction and interventions of other people. Like, if you don't believe this, all of the crap that you talk about, you know, white people and their right to sovereignty and their right to free association is worth nothing. If you can't respect, if it doesn't pass through your head that there's something wrong with nuclear blowing up of someone's living place while attracting them away from the site with food, how are you then going to argue that Europe belongs to Europeans? I mean, then, if you're allowing the nuclear blowing up of Australian Aboriginals because you don't feel concerned by the question, then how is it wrong for me to flood your nation with migrants that I choose? Crazy Catman says, the real problem with that bomb is that all children who went to Australian schools were given milk every day. Now they all have strontium-90 in their bones. The Aboriginals didn't go to school. They're fine. Well, they are messed up for other reasons, but they didn't really live there. It's fake news. No, I mean, I would have to research, but you're not convincing me that it's fake news right now. Yeah, as far as the milk, I personally remember my youth in elementary school, public schools of Quebec, and there was this whole culture of government-provided milk. They were giving us these little bags, and I love milk, so I enjoyed that. We were piercing the bag with a straw, and we were drinking milk as a kind of snack at school. Go away, says JF, the stolen generation when Aboriginal children were taken from their families and put into Christian missionaries and families was driven by the same maternal instinct that drives leftism today. They thought they were doing it for their benefit. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, all children kidnappings of history are justified by, oh, well, we care for the children. And it's like, no, you don't. You are a horrible person. Russia has reportedly informed multiple Western nations that Ukraine plans to detonate a dirty nuclear bomb on its territory. Ukraine denies the allegations. Russia often accuses others of what they plan themselves. Well, this brings us nowhere, but I guess it's kind of intelligence countering that they're trying to do. They're trying to, the other side wants to do this, and then it seeds doubt. If it ever happens, people wonder, well, is it Ukraine that did it, or is it Russia that did it? It's not important until it happens, if you want my opinion. Boris Johnson pulls out of race to be leader of UK's Conservative Party and next Prime Minister. So he won't be replacing the lady that got kicked out. So that leads us to the number 10. Rishi Sunak might be the next prime minister. Is that it? Prime minister of the UK, an Indian guy. I don't know anything about it, about him. I am not enthusiastic at all. He must be, I mean, if he got to this position, he must be another puppet of the regimes that control, of the groups that control Western civilization. Spindly Opinion says this will hopefully end the Tory party. The members ate Richie and fingers crossed. An actual right-wing party can rise and take its place. I mean, that is quite a dreamy, it's very positive if that could happen, but something tells me that there won't be a rise of a legitimately right-wing party that actually cares and wins. These conditions are too hard to meet. Meanwhile, the Daryl Brooks trial is an absolute comedy. I mean, it's ridiculous. How much this guy has so many requests, and he complains against the judge, he complains against injustice. All of it is, you know, some of his points, it's like, okay, maybe. But in the end, the question of this trial is, have you driven your car into people to kill them? That is the important question. And I hear him hung up on all these details and throwing accusations. And now we discover something that ended up frustrating him very much, which is, now the jury is not in the room because this was a discussion with the judge because he had so many requests and was claiming that his rights were being violated. And so while the jury was out of the room, the prosecutor here reveals that if Daryl Brooks intends to open the door to the question of his ex-girlfriend's reliability as a witness, that they would have to reveal in front of the jury that Daryl Brooks impregnated her while she was a minor and pleaded guilty to that.
3, I believe that these photographs are designed to make a suggestion to the jury that Erica Patterson is a bad mom. I think that that's what the defendant is trying to do. And if we're going to go down that road, then we would be forced to counter that claim. First of all, it doesn't make her an incredible witness, if it's even true. And second of all, if we go down that road, we would be forced to counter that claim by pointing out that not only does the defendant not live with the child in question, he doesn't live with any of the other children that he has. He impregnated Erica Patterson when she was a minor in Nevada, and for doing so, he was convicted of statutory sexual seduction, pled guilty in March of 2007 to that felony offense, and is a sex offender on the registry as a result. So if there's any causation that would lead to Erica Patterson being a bad mom, Mr. Brooks has a direct role in that causation.
And that's
furthermore,
I object to that.
I'm not
because
sure.
That's a lie.
Let him
at
finish.
The end of the day,
let him
we,
finish.
We're gonna open the
Mr.
door on
Brooks.
That. No, since he wanna make a record and not be accurate, so let's be accurate all on the record since you think you know so much.
Once
so
again,
we can
Mr.
open
Brooks
the door
is
on,
being
we
loud,
can open the door on how old she told me she was
interrupting.
We can ask that question
he is
too then.
Over the top.
Now, see, there are legitimate points in what he says. But there would be legitimate points in a trial where he's being accused of impregnating this minor. It's not relevant here. He's saying, well, she told me that she was 18. Okay, well, that would be relevant in a trial where we would be talking about this. But here we are in a trial to establish whether you killed people with a car.
Animated
you
right
know
now.
That?
Mr. Brooks, I'm ordering you to sit down and to let the state
no,
finish.
No, that's not. I'm not going to sit here and let somebody be inaccurate on the record and lie on the record.
Right. Under Illinois versus Allen, I've warned him repeatedly. He's being removed from the courtroom. And you know what? Let me dial that back. We're just going to take an early lunch. 1 hour. We'll be back. And unless he brings that letter...
Daughter,
and he can show it is inadmissible. She
up.
Will not be questioned. And under 90611, I will declare the cross-examination closed.
He keeps talking over the judge. It's funny at times, this trial, but it's weird also because it is such grave accusations. What he has done is terrible. And you're there, you want to laugh at the comedic situations that are created by his behavior. But in the end, people died. Michael Asman sends a super chat. He says, since I haven't watched your show in a while, what is your crypto portfolio? What happened to your bitcoins? Did you sell them all? No, I'm still holding on my bitcoins because I decided that I didn't need the money and I decided that I wouldn't sell under 100K. And so I kept my bitcoins and I'm waiting for the next bull run. I don't care. I'm not going to sell my bitcoins except 60K, 50K, 40K, and certainly not at the current price. I think that Bitcoin is a revolutionary thing, and it's almost guaranteed, like not guaranteed, because who knows what happens with society until then. But, you know, there's very few people out there who would tell you that Bitcoin is never going to have a bull run again. Of course it will have a bull run again. And so I'm just going to wait for the next bull run. And when you look at the bull runs, they do 3x from the last peak. So we reached a peak at 60K. 3x that would bring us to 180K. At 180K, I may be interested at selling my Bitcoin. Until then, I'm huddling. And I don't care if I die with these Bitcoins and Bitcoins ends up being valued zero because it gets replaced by ETH or whatever. I'll die with those bitcoins if it doesn't reach 180K. Deadstar sends a super chat. He says 100 years ago, he would have already been found guilty. Yes, the system of justice was much rudimentary and was not letting all those tactics to slow the process work. But, you know, the judge and the prosecutor, they have to let all of these objections happen, because if they shut down his speech, if they say you want, and if they don't have a basis, like now the judge felt that she had a basis, so she kicked him. At least she considered kicking him and then eventually realized, well, let's just go to dinner and come back. But if she would abuse her powers a little bit in the way the Alex Jones trial went, where maybe there will be an abuse of power being found in this case, because the judge appears to have just decided that Alex Jones was not honest. But whether she had a basis to do so will be the question on appeal. And this guy, since he's in jail, he has the time to appeal as much as he wants, you know, so they should certainly process all these claims carefully and let him express them all. They have no choice. Silver Spider says, JF doesn't need money. He has crops, wood, and plumbing skills. Exactly. I've learned to work at the bottom. I've learned to survive without much, and that is good. Rally against child mutilation draws thousands of supporters. Do no harm and child mutilation. Oh, it's great that it's happening. Of course, it's about the... I was like, child mutilation? What kind? Circumcision? And then eventually I realized, oh no, they're protesting against transgender surgeries for children. And yeah, you cannot consent to your own sterilization. Can we at least agree on this? As a child, you cannot consent to your own sterilization. Temple as California wildfires cancel out two decades of emission reductions. A new study reveals that just the new fires of California are completely negating 20 years of CO2 reduction effort. Everything that the Californians have done was worth zero, has led to an effective reduction of zero emission. So they are net zero in the sense of... They are net zero in the sense of having done zero for emission, because they ended up releasing more CO2 in the atmosphere with their fire. The study was pointing out that fires could be put under control. They don't have to be as big as they are. It's all about how you manage your society, how you design your geography, and how you also invest in ground wires, because it appears that one of the big problems is the sparks generated by electrical transformers. That's what sparks the fires of California. I don't know. I mean, I've been in Canada forever with transformers on top of poles. We never had ground electrical networks, except perhaps in big cities. But I've been living in very foresty areas with elevated electrical wires, and it's not been a problem. But I don't know, maybe with California, with the temperature and humidity, it becomes a problem. I don't know. The sun has these amazing titles. These titles that are written so incredibly that that you know it's not true. Vlad's witchcraft. Mad Vlad Putin summons the dead, disabled people, and kids to fight in his farcical war as mobilization chaos deepens. The Sun has always been like this. It's because there's some kind of a... what's the term for it? Like, urban myth... Tabloid. That's the term in English. They are a tabloid type of crap newspaper, crap magazine. Covey Killer Clown says, JF, imagine instead of sending billions to other countries, California could have desalination and pump water anywhere, stops fires. I don't know exactly what you're suggesting. Are you saying that to stop the fire, you need to desalinate the water first? Or are you saying that we could use the opportunity that we have a fire to stop, to desalinate the water? I'm not sure, but it sounds interesting what you're saying, but not sure I understand. Monkeypox renamed. Monkeypox in NYC, two dead. As officials renamed the disease because it was stigmatizing. stigmatizing for who? Stigmatizing for the monkeys that don't have monkeypox? What is stigmatizing about this name? Monkeypox virus. Now, I couldn't believe it. You know what the new name of monkeypox is? MPV. It's monkeypox virus abbreviated. So anyone who says MPV and someone else says MPV, what are you talking about exactly? Well, monkeypox virus. Ah, okay, monkeypox virus. Russia warns of dirty bomb. Oh, this one I've already covered, but that's from Zero Hedge. Incredible first-person video as Russian pilot ejects and haplessly watches his plane crash after being shut down. So this makes me realize just how little time these pilots have. It's in a matter of seconds. The pilot has to know that the missile is coming, sees the missile coming, and he has to press the button and eject himself. Look at this. As far as I can tell, the ejection happened at the same time as the explosion. Look at that. He sees his plane blow up on the left. Wow. Absolutely scary. War is a scary thing, let me tell you. They are... Oh, it's an automatic system for ejection? Interesting. Yeah, because at the speed at which it's happening, I just don't see how a human could click in time. So I guess they have detection of the missile and boom. Carlo Marxworth says it could be an electronically assisted eject, not manual. Very interesting. Very interesting. Katie Hobbs, ballot error just proved Carrie Lake's point. Carrie Lake is this Republican in Arizona. Well, that's it. They always make noise. These Sun and Fox News, they force to play video. I don't want to watch your videos. I watched the videos that I wanted to watch. Stop it. I clicked on pause. I told you. I don't want to watch any more video, and they keep playing it, so I have it on my tabs, and you guys are hearing it. So Carrie Lake is this Republican who believes that there were significant problems with the election in 2020, and Katie Hobbs is the Secretary of State, a Democrat, who she has sent out ballots for these mail-in ballots. And she made an error where 6,000 people ended up having ballots that do not include the state election. So if they don't solicit a correction, if they don't solicit other ballots, if they're just in front of the ballot and they fill it, they're only voting in the federal election, not the state election. This is so bad. And this is the consequence of doing unverified stuff from home. If you send ballots to the homes of people, then you lose control over all sorts of things, over their state of consent, over whether there was someone above their shoulder while they were voting. You lose control of all these democratic checks that are inherent to ballot voting in person, in a physical brick and mortar location. It's so important that we go back to this. Pelosi accuses Trump of not being man enough to appear in front of January 6th committee. Are you kidding me? Isn't the official position of the Democrat Party that we don't know what a man is and we don't know what a woman is? Suddenly Pelosi knows what a man is, and it turns out, what is implied here by Pelosi? So Trump would not be man enough. So you're saying that courage is a masculine property? Like, if you're not man enough, you lack courage. So you're telling me that courage is something you expect in real men. Is Pelosi understanding who's voting for her? They are people who are extremely sensitive. They don't want any suggestion that males may be more courageous. And here it's clearly implied. She says it twice in the quote. Oh, he's not going to be man enough. It has nothing to do with man enough. It's a legal decision. It depends on whether he wants to expose himself to legal risks of then being found guilty of lying under oath and crap of that kind. Trump vows to take back our magnificent White House in 2024. I don't know if Trump is still a solution to America's problem. I don't know. I don't know if he can do anything. Michigan woman arrested for failing to scan all items at Walmart self-checkout. Yeah, I'm checking out at Walmart. I love the self-checkout. And I was thinking about this, there must be some people who don't scan all items. But there's a camera, they show you that they're filming you. So everything that happens, they're filming it. Now they can trace you for multiple months and say, all right, whenever this guy shows up, let's see what happens. And so this girl, it's not that she failed accidentally to scan all items. It's that over a period of many months, since April, she has stolen over $1,000 worth from Walmart by omitting certain scans. So she's a repeat offender. I guess that's why they were able to arrest her. Deadstar sends a Reuters link. He says, check the last super chat for context. Did I miss his last super chat? Maybe I did. Let's pull these links first. Okay, so Deadstar was saying, Reuters has been doing weekly deep dive investigations into the chaos that MAGA activists with serious money are causing, from the lowest levels of state election management to the highest. Reuters seems horrified at the degree to which the old guard has been toppled, and this gives me hope. Okay, so we're talking here about those Republicans who get themselves elected on these bizarre boards and local management of election. Pro-Trump group gathers intel for its war on voting machines. Yeah, so I guess there's a lot of very decided people who are penetrating these organizations, and they're asking questions, and they're filming stuff, and they're preparing stuff for potential use by Project Veritas and everything. So I guess there will be lots of eyes on the 2024 election. Perhaps even right away on the current midterm election. Yes, it's interesting. It's possible that there was kind of a blind spot where people didn't engage with these local authorities because they just assumed someone's going to do the job, and that allowed the George Soros types and the election rights expander type to send their agents and penetrate the system in that way. So it's good that there are patriots who say, no, I'm going to go check it for myself, and I'll be on the watch for my side. I'll be checking how they handle the whole machine thing and the counting, that kind of crap. To me, there shouldn't be any sort of machine involved. I believe in the Canadian election system, and there shouldn't be any machine involved. That's a no-no. A machine is, by definition, non-transparent. You can examine some software piece, maybe, but then who knows if it's the software running that day? Who knows? So many questions, you know? Machines should be absolutely out of question. You certainly have enough patriots in America willing to stay on the table and count manually the votes one by one. There's no reason to do machine. Canada's plans to euthanize infants are gaining support. Holy shit. Canada is in the news for the bad reasons so often. Look, euthanasia. I'm for the rights to euthanasia. I don't mind if adults get euthanasia. I think that there's inevitably a gray area when you start entering into the whole 23-year-old girl, fertile, wants to die because she has a slight depression. Of course, you're entering weird territory there. Ultimately, I think that any adult should be able to choose euthanasia, and they should sign the paper so that their brothers and their parents and their children don't eventually come to sue the hospital, and it should all be their decision, ultimately. But infants, I said earlier, you cannot consent to your own sterilization as an infant. And I don't think you should be able to consent to your death. And then I don't think a parent should be deciding for the infant either that they have to die. So they were talking about Alan Nichols, 61. That's not an infant, but just to give you an idea about the gray area. She's 61. She was quickly killed after a one-month waiting period because she was suffering from hearing loss, and she had bouts of depression because of not being able to hear anymore. Really? Is hearing so important? I mean, there are people who are unable to hear. They will live wonderful lives. Of course, at 61, it's not the right time to learn sign language and everything. I get it. But there are so many ways with which you can interact with the world without hearing. Frankly terrifying, energy crisis could drag 26 million Brits into fuel poverty. Well, we're definitely in it because diesel is insane, gasoline is relatively high, heating oil is very high, and it's going to get worse because the winter is here. We are just in October, and it's already extremely tight on the market. Well, anyways, that is it for tonight, boys. I really enjoyed Nat calling us at the beginning of the show, giving us this precious content. Very appreciated. And thanks to all of the Super Chat donors who are keeping the show alive. Thank you so much. Deadstar, Jan, Michael, Ariel Suarez, Lix Megaman B, and Sensum Cominem. I think I named all. If I forgot, I am very sorry. Did I forget? Ariel Suarez, Super Chat. He sent a $10 Super Chat. He says, Jeff, would you consider watching Le Pacte des Loups? It is from 2001 and quite a great movie. Le Pacte des Loups. A French movie. It's an adaptation of the Bête du Gévaudan. He fed a nobler's victim. It's about a knight. I can watch it. I don't like medieval stuff anymore. I mean, if you want, I can like Lord of the Rings. Like, I need very advanced stuff to start getting interested at this point. Like, just show me VFX. If you want to get me interested to the medieval world, you need a lot of special effect and an epic story and epic music. Just a regular story about a knight. And, oh yeah, I'm a knight. I have a sword. And there's this monster in the forest. Not super interested, but I'll be giving it a try, since I will be watching A Scanner Darkly, one maybe potentially good movie. I can follow it up with a bad movie. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love. See you all tomorrow. Reviving Jay says, I sent a hyper chat late yesterday. Not sure if you addressed it. So distracted currently. Oh, well, let me check. Where did you send the super chat? Is it on Entropy? On Entropy, I see nothing. On Odyssey. Oh, yeah, I think you sent me a... It's not really a super chat. You sent a comment on the video. And I think I remember. Let me find it here. Oh, yeah, there you are. There you are. How do I see the chat, however? Since it's not a super chat. Oh, yeah. I remember now. I answered to you in writing. He says, hey, JF, thank you so much for your support, Reviving Jay. He says, hey, JF, I have three girls. Is there any way to make conception of a boy more likely? There's absolutely no way. Absolutely no way because of the mathematics of sexual reproduction. If there was a way, that way would disappear with evolution. So there might be local reasons why a child becomes a boy or a girl. But evolution always pushes back to randomness. It will blur away any discrepancy. The thinking being, suppose you were in a society where people make 90% females and 10% males. What would happen in that society? Well, the 10% males, would have a lot of wives. They would end up being very successful at having babies. They would, so for a given baby, they would need a father and a mother. So every baby born would be taking one mother and one father from the pool, such that the fathers would be a way to inseminate potentially more females. So you would have an evolutionary advantage at creating males because they are rarer in that society. Now, the evolution would push back down to 50. And if it goes overboard, then suddenly the evolutionary advantage would be to create more females to compensate for the rarity of it. So ultimately, it boils down to this. Because every child has a mother and a father, it's always evolutionarily equal to favor females or males. So every time evolution makes you diverge away from this equilibrium, it pulls back to 50-50. So we don't know in science of any way you can cause this other than embryo selection, where they will... Yeah, I guess that's the technique. If you do in vitro fertilization in a clinic, you might have some insight into, the X chromosome went into that embryo, but not that one. And so if you were to select the fertilized egg that did get a XX sperm or XY sperm, you could decide the sex of your child. But I think that there's an ethics rule against doing it in IVF clinics. So I think in principle you might be able to, but in practice I'm not sure they will let you do it. And I think it's undesirable. I don't think you should choose the sex of your children. I think you should be absolutely happy with your three daughters. And if you have a fourth daughter, it's just going to be amazing. Just don't worry about it. And he says also, with the large proportion of Australian audience you have, would you consider streaming at 9 p.m. Australian time? Current time in Sydney, Australia. 9 p.m. in Australia. That would be something like... Nine minus 9, whatever. You're asking me to stream at 9 a.m. in the morning in America? I won't. I won't because I don't think it's interesting to stream that early. And even if I have a large Australian contingent in the audience, the main contingent that still keeps the show alive is American viewers, Canadian viewers, and English viewers. So I'm kind of half kidding when I say everyone is Australian in my audience. It's still a probably lower than 10% of the audience. Silver Spider says, they say real men make girls. Lol. It's all myths. And the opinion says, isn't it 53% male at inception, but by birth it's only 51%? Women overtake males at 10 years old. I would have to check the details, and it's possible. It's possible that if we have an evolutionary history that is so hostile to males, that you would have an overcorrection at the fertilization level. So if, for example, males tend to die before getting to the age of reproduction more often than females, then you can have evolution try to counter this in advance by creating more baby males, knowing that it's going to pay off because a lot of those other a lot of their competitors will be dead by the time they get to inseminate a woman. That's possible, but I would have to check the details. When I say it has to converge toward 50-50, I don't say at birth. It has to converge toward 50-50 in the entire cycle of life, from birth to, from conception, really, to reproduction at the adult age. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love, and see you all tomorrow.